Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, how are you, Suri?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you up in the studio, filling in for Jenna for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, she's jetting off in Vietnam at the moment.
No, isn't that glorious?
Lucky for some, yeah. Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
Today I've brought along On Fire by Naomi Klein.
Awesome.
A new collection of her writing about the climate over the past like decade or so that she's been a writer. And as always with Naomi Klein, it's really sharp and bold right. and powerful. It felt very like good timing given the climate strikes of
I can't believe 80,000 people at the Auckland one.
Amazing.
It's incredible. I was down on Queen Street and you just couldn't get any grasp of the size of it. You're sort of like, I know there are lots of people here. Someone next to me kept going, oh, apparently there's 10,000, and everyone's going, wow, that's so cool. And then I got home and I was like, oh my gosh, 80, it was 80,000. Yeah,
3.5% of the population.
That's huge.
And I just can't remember, like, I don't know, I might have a muddled history, but I can't remember the last time 3.5% of the population mobilised on the same day for anything else.
No, really cool. I think also New Zealand was maybe the highest per capita turnout, they think, at the moment for the climate strikes. So shout outs, New Zealand. Well done, us.
Yeah, pat on the back.
Pat on the back.
So is this kind of like a factual recollection of what she's seen or dealt with?
Kind of broken up into a few parts. So the introduction is her talking about Greta Thunberg, which is endlessly fascinating to me. She's such an impressive kid. And then it sort of goes through almost in chronological order about like the history of climate activism.
Right.
Because in the 1980s, it had gained a lot of traction. And there was like this tension between newer neoliberal ideas and activists' fight for climate change. And that's kind of peppered throughout the book, this tension that never really seems to go away and is a huge contributing factor to why we are where we are, which I think is really important, because I think sometimes it's easy to view like the climate as just the natural, this was what was bound to happen after years and years of development, but talking about the relationship between like capital, resources, overproduction, also linking that to things like living wage, movements around the world, it's really, really great.
And of course also, you know, Indigenous movements and Indigenous people have been the first climate activists since way back, you know, and that's been something I found the last few weeks has become more prevalent in the media a little bit. You know, there's a lot of chat about how amazing Greta Thunberg is, there's no doubt about that, but there's also a lot of other incredible young kids from all over the world, from Indigenous communities, who are also doing this mahi too. So it's kind of incredible. It must be interesting, I reckon, to read what Naomi's got to say about that kind of thing too.
So did she write this quite quickly, do you know? Because I noticed in the first chapter there it talks about on March 2019.
I think there's some bits that were done really recently and probably just before the book was put into production. That's mainly sort of like that first introduction. And then she's got the last parts are about the Green New Deal itself, which is a manifesto in the USA that's been put forth by young justice Democrats, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but also co-signed by like Bernie Sanders, just looking at building an economy around a sustainable future, and also like acknowledging that, you know, there is a cost involved, but if we don't believe in paying for our climate, what are we going to pay for?
Exactly. You know, we're paying for it one way or another, you know, either way.
That's great to be reading something that's in a like book format that's so new, like, but that's talking about,
as you say,
such
as well, Naomi
events.
Klein is such an acerbic writer, like she you know, I was just reading that first blurb then while you were speaking, and she just uses language in such a kind of like exciting way. She's really
totally
easy to read, I think, as
she
well
is super accessible. And I think like that's one of the things that I enjoy about her so much. It's not, it's about assuming that everyone is your reader and these things are important for everyone to digest.
So it's, would you say it's quite a good book if you're sort of feeling a little bit like, oh my God, I don't know where to start with kind of thinking Definitely. About climate activism or climate change? Is it quite a good book to sort of dive in?
Yeah, I really think it is. I really think it is. And it's also really good, I think, even for people who might be like unsure about the science around climate change and stuff.
I like the little laugh at the end there.
Because it does talk about, like, I was reading through and, you know, on the internet, I think you see quite a lot of people, all of a sudden, all of these people who were, like, climate activists in the 70s but have now changed their mind, sort of putting forth this thing of, I used to be an activist in the 80s when they told us the world was ending. Now, like, you know, the world hasn't ended. Yeah.
Well, but it's still going to end if you don't bloody sort it out, everyone.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. It's still coming to an end. But even, like, you know, reading through and kind of seeing that what climate scientists were saying then is not so different to what they're saying now. But absolutely. It's just, it's the same issue. And people have had such vested interests. But I think another really great thing about the book is that she's a hopeful. Like,
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Is it quite like, are you left reading this book being like, oh, man? Or is it like some sort of hopeful element to it?
Yeah, it ends on a really hopeful note. Would you mind if I read like
Go
a
for little, it. Yeah? Yeah, I'd love to hear that. I think that's how I felt actually going to that climate strike on Friday. It was incredible to be just surrounded by thousands of people and thousands of young people who were, you know, saying, well, we're not going to just sit here and take it. We're going to find solutions for this. That felt really
so cool.
Powerful. Yeah.
So energized. So she talks about Margaret Thatcher just before when she said, who is the society? The world is just made up of individuals. And then Naomi continues, that bleak view of humanity, that we are nothing more than a collection of atomized individuals and nuclear families unable to do anything of value together except wage war, has had a stranglehold over the public imagination for a long time. No wonder so many of us believed we could never rise to the climate challenge. But more than 30 years later, as sure as the glaciers are melting and the ice sheets are breaking apart, that free market ideology is dissolving too. In its place, a new vision of what humanity can be is emerging. It is coming from the streets, from the schools, from workplaces, and even from inside houses of government. It's a vision that says all of us, combined, make up the fabric of society. And when the future of life is at stake, there is nothing we cannot achieve.
That's pretty powerful
that's
stuff.
Super nice.
So that's mm-hmm. Naomi Klein on fire.
Yeah, $35 and you can get it at any good bookstore.
Such as Time Out Books.
Yeah, such as Time Out Books.
Get it with your B card at Time Out Books. Yeah. With a little discount, so
fantastic.
There you go.
Thank you very much, Suri. Nice to have you up here.
Nice to
that
be here.
That was Loose Reads.
It certainly